Welcome to the Klamath Tribes podcast. I'm Ken Smith. In studio today, Jared Hall, the Klamath Tribes planning director. A very vital job for the tribes. A lot of work, a lot of projects. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
So you have this like 500 page, whatever number of for the Klamath Tribes 2025 Tribal Transportation Program, Long Range Transportation Plan, and National Tribal Transportation Facility Inventory Update. So as much as I think about you as a project manager for housing, are you involved in transportation as well?
Yeah, it's one of our, it's probably the largest program we have in our department. I think transportation gets underscored quite a bit because it's just one of those, I guess, projects or project types that people don't really think about too much in the planning phases or when they see it actually being constructed. I think it's just something that's just a norm that people feel is just something that's there. But no, it's an important piece of infrastructure, especially for our tribal lands and the various operations that we have going on certain parcels of our land. So yeah, very large program. That's the, what you're looking at there is the long range transportation plan, which is, I wasn't here when it was originally developed, but it's a continuation. It's a living document. So what's really happened with our government to government agreement. So we have a G2G with the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and it's kind of a partially oversight program with the Federal Highway Administration. That's where the funding comes from. But it's very highly regulated program, a lot of complexities, a lot of long detailed planning processes to get one project off the ground. And this is kind of one of the initial stages. So every 5 years we have to update, do a complete update on the plan. And so this was 2025. So this was the 5 year mark. So we had to get that approved before March 15th of this year to get it submitted, and it's currently in review right now at the Bureau of Indian Affairs. So definitely we've been working on it for about a year, and it comes from obviously reviewing our old long-range transportation plan. Lots of change since the last one was approved, and we've acquired a lot of new lands. We have different programs, different departments exploring different project ideas. So our department's been trying to capture as much as possible, and working with our consultants, we have a road engineer and a road surveyor on a retainer contract. It's Red Plains Professionals. So we work with them on coordinating and organizing and implementing the proper data and information that we need to get on the report and accurately reflect what we're going to do over the next 20 years. And so that's kind of what that plan symbolizes. Even though it's just the first basic planning block that we have to go through, we still have to go with what attached with the plan and the projects that are identified in there as routes. Typically, we have to get routes approved, and a lot of these new pieces of land are recently acquired property that the tribes have retained the last 5 years. So we have to go through a route approval process as an addendum to the overall LRTP plan. But once all that's approved, I think our initial timeline is we have till May 15th. The BIA is reviewing it. They'll send us back any omissions and errors. We'll have till June 15th to correct those with our engineers. It'll go back to the BIA for one more review. Once that's finalized and we have no more errors and omissions to correct, July 15th, it'll get submitted to the Federal Highway Administration for their final review. And then hopefully September 30th, we'll get the approval that it's been approved. And based off of that, we'll be able to take any one of those projects from this year's updated plan and our past LRTP plans, and we can, submit for approval to be placed on the Tribal Transportation Improvement Plan database, and that's one final review where we go through a lot more thorough. We got to financially constrain our project. We got to prove and verify that obviously we own the land and the routes are official, and that we have a kind of a good understanding of what the purpose and the proposed project scope will be at that point. And we'll submit that to the Bureau of Indian Affairs. And if they approve it, what they call as the acronym, our TTIP, we're free to use our funds to do more hard planning, which is the professional engineering and design, geotechnical report, NEPA, obviously putting the project out for solicitation so we can award a contractor to help us build those projects. So that'll be a more intense planning step that'll come after this.
Well, I'm looking at some of these projects. There's quite a bit on the agenda here. Wilson Cemetery Road housing. Tribal Housing Department is looking to develop 30-unit apartment building complex and a single-family housing division on a 60-acre parcel of tribal land in the west of the current wastewater treatment facility at the Wilson Cemetery Road. That's ambitious.
Yeah, so that kind of was derived from the COVID-19 pandemic when we had the CARES funds, and obviously the ARPA funds came after that. We worked, what we were being advised by auditors, Department of Treasury, and obviously legal, our tribal legal, is we needed, in order to implement projects, you have to do a tribal land assessment. So our department kind of pioneered taking a look at all of our available land inventory, and evaluating it for its potential development kind of realization. And that was a property that was looked at with us. We had a general contractor on board at that time and some engineers. When they looked at the property, just due to its pure size and the location of it, and then its proximity to a pretty vital piece of infrastructure, the wastewater plant, it kind of made the list of potential areas we could build on, along with a lot of other ones. And so we ended up not having enough money to pursue that project back during the COVID-19 shutdown. But later on, one of the past housing directors came on board, and I believe he was exploring with a CDFI, Community Development Financial Institute, the possibility of doing some tax credits, low-income housing tax credits. So he was scoping that 30-room apartment building, which is a significant size building, plus some single-family home subdivision. So we worked with him to scope that. He met with us and our road engineers to take a look at that site and get it on the LRTP so we could help build the transportation infrastructure, which would probably save them 15 to 20% of their overall project cost. So that's how that one made the list. Right now we're being told that it's a project. They have so many projects going on at housing. It's not kind of on top of the list right now, but it's something that'll be there forever. So the LRTP, in terms of the LRTP, it can be on there forever. We don't have to do it, but it's on there in case we decide we want to do it. We can quickly transition into getting it transferred to the TIP.
This is the interesting one, that EV charging stations. Are we still on board to do that?
Yep, that was...
At the travel center, right?
Yes, we've gotten a lot of requests from, you know, tribal departments have weighed in on that, and tribal, you know, current and former tribal council leaders have talked about, are we going to explore putting in some EV charging stations? And it's something that's been talked about. There's been some grant opportunities, a little complex, you know, the grant opportunities that have come our way are a little complex. There's quite a bit of requirements when you get into the Department of Energy type grants. And so we asked the Bureau of Indian Affairs, is that, it's not really identified in the CFRs as a TTP eligible project, but this is kind of something that's transportation related infrastructure. They told us at our program review last year that it was an allowed project, so we could put it on our LRTP and later on our TIP. So yeah, we're looking to put a few of them, you know, of course, at our Commerce Center where the casino, hotel, and travel center is. And of course, tribal administration, we have a pretty big government fleet, locating one over there as well. And our department will fully be able to fund it pay for implementation and then obviously pass it off to whatever entity wants to manage it long term.
What's our timeline?
Well, like I said, the LRTP won't be approved officially until September 30th. And then you have to go through a little bit of a planning process to get all the documentation prepared for the TIP request. And that typically can take from 90 days to 180 days. So I'd say 2026 would probably be the earliest we could start planning it.
Planning in 26.
Yeah, planning 26. And then obviously get it implemented shortly after.
Is the federal cuts that we're looking at across the Trump administration, DOGE, are going to impact any of these projects?
Initially with this, potentially anything could. What we're reading is that transportation infrastructure is still a high priority. It seems like it doesn't matter which administration it is. Transportation infrastructure is something that's always kind of, people are realizing it's super vital to society, communities, and the economy. So we feel like it's not. We've been talking to our Bureau of Indian Affairs representatives. They feel like everything's going to be okay. So we're hoping for the best. But, who knows? You know, nobody has that crystal ball. But we're going to continue to plan as if things are still moving forward.
Mm-hmm. I'll just kind of go through the list here of some of the projects in front of me. Modoc Point Pump Station River Access Project, West 97 Multi-Department Facility Project. This project is included to program funding for the transportation-related component of a facility to house and support the tribal natural resources and fire departments?
Yes, we've worked with the Natural Resource Department. They've identified a site. We are working with them on a site selection process to help them locate a future building for their fire program and potentially their natural resource operation. And it's off of Highway 97. We own quite a bit of land throughout there, and they've identified a property on the west side. So the casino and the hotel and the travel center are on the east side. It would be a little bit north of them, but on the west side, they found a nice little landing area for a potential operation. So we went ahead and put this on there, so they didn't have to use any of their program funds to build out the transportation infrastructure.
The Elder Housing Project, Melitas.
Yep.
Maybe get a upgrade for RV portion of the property?
Yeah, we're working with the new housing director. She's definitely involved heavily with that project. They're making some big strides out there, getting things up and going. They're finishing out the first phase right now. They should have their building up and running this year. And then she's talking to us about what else could we do on this property. And so we told her we were prepared for this, and we put it on our LRTP so we could help you with the transportation infrastructure. Plus, the current parking lot is from the 70s. Not a lot of ongoing maintenance going on there, so it's in bad shape. So we definitely want to do something to improve that so they can have access to their current housing facilities and building, plus whatever they're planning to develop in the future. So I think we're going to be joining them on trying to design out a kind of a master plan concept for that property.
A lot of parking lot improvements.
Yeah.
The travel center, tribal health campus, parking lot, Crooked Creek. Is that the one we just...
Crooked Creek was a new acquisition. We don't know what's going on out there. That was a property that was acquired a couple summers ago, but there's been a few departments that have inquired about possibly locating a program or two out there. So we just put it on there. Doesn't mean we have to do anything out there. But we have it in there in case something does derive. The highest priority one on the LRTP for this year that we just got approved is the public safety building project. That one's obviously operating on a very small project grant budget. So we're doing the best we can to get them a facility, and we're working hand in hand with the public safety department to get that project going. It'll be happening this year. We're gonna delay the permanent access and parking lot portion of that project till we get our LRTP approved, and then we're gonna be able to help them out by paying 100% for all their parking lot and their access road for their building. So that's probably our number one priority on this new LRTP plan, is to get that project going as soon as possible. So hopefully we'll be planning that first this winter. That'll be coming up, and we're hoping to hit the 2026 construction season with that. We're currently, our big project this year is the casino. We're doing a major improvement at the casino parking lot and Backbone Road that'll lead to the north end of the casino property into what they call Letitia Kirk parcel, which was acquired after the casino was built. That one's not on this LRTP, but it's been approved on the LRTP and it's already on our TIP. So we've been working on this project for the last 3 years with the hotel, the casino, and the travel center. So that one's our big one for 2025. Next year, we'll hopefully be doing Melita's and public safety building. And then we're talking about maybe doing some other ones. It'll just depend on how fast we can get projects moved to the TIP and approved. Because until it gets on the TIP and it's officially approved by the BIA, we can't use any of our funding to start doing the hard planning on any of those projects.
And for housing, we're finishing up some Chiloquin projects.
Yep.
Can we give the audience a update on that?
Yeah, the Yahuskin triplex is pretty much 97% complete.
Which one?
The triplex right off a Second Street here.
Right across the street from us here at the studio in downtown.
Yes, there's three units. I believe there's already a tribal elder that's occupying one of the units. We just have to come back and finish the parking lot paving. The water line install and inspections didn't get done till after the asphalt plant closed. So we weren't able to get the contractors in there to pave that parking lot. So that one's pretty much done. The fourplex, that's off of Judah Gym. And
that's right down the street from there.
Yep, that's down from the
corner. You can see it when you're driving up Sprague Highway.
Yep, it's a stone's throw away from the triplex. But yeah, that's probably 70, 75% complete. It should be done by May is what our projected schedule is. So that one will be done here rather quickly. Tribal Court was finished, obviously, a while back. And the last one that'll probably be completed this May, June-ish, maybe sooner. Depends if the ground dries out so they can finish the concrete work. That one's probably 80% complete, 85% complete. And that's the Ambodot Aquatics building on the Bray Mill property that was acquired 3 or 4 years ago. So that one will be done too. So yeah, we're going to wrap up the ARPA project list there. So planning, we've been busy the last 2 or 3 years. So staff has definitely been trying. I think we're all looking forward to closing out those projects. And obviously we're not going to get much time to take a breath because we're jumping right into all these transportation projects. And we got a big one coming up this year in the 25 season. Yeah, we don't get no breaks, and so we're jumping right back into it, and we're going to be managing quite a bit of projects there. And of course, we still have quite a bit of land acquisition and FITA trust responsibilities that we have, quite a bit of things we're doing there as well.
The public safety, are we talking about the new police station too for the offices?
Yes, that's their public safety. I guess they
is that the public safety, right?
It's public safety. I don't know the details of the program services, but yes, the police chief and the deputies and all the supporting staff will be located at that building. From my understanding, I'm probably not the best person to speak on the actual operations,
but the building itself will be behind the Tribal Medical Center here in Chiloquin.
Yes. Well, it'll be directly east, right between the tribal health clinic and the child care center. There's some property that we own at the edge of the paved parking lot that will be located for this building because it's about 2,100 square feet. It's getting designed where it can expand in the future, but that's with the grant that they received. I think they have close to $679,000 as a total project budget. They had to, and I think they wrote for the grant to be a modular building. So that is about as much space as they can get for the amount of project budget that they have.
When is that going to be done and finished?
Should be. Right now, everything is looking like an August, September install. And
It's being moved here, right?
It's getting built in Boise, Idaho, and it'll be transported from Boise, Idaho to the Chiloquin site and installed by what it's looking like August, September, barring no setbacks. And yeah, they should be hopefully by October operating out of it.
And these housing projects in Chiloquin that are going to be open to tribal elders only, or?
So the two housing directors ago, what we were told, and we don't know, I guess, but for sure, but from our knowledge, the Yahooskin was going to be used for elders. That's why it was a single level triplex, because originally we were talking about building another fourplex there, multi-story, to get more units in and more space. But we were told that it would be nice to have a triplex single level for the elders. So that's why we switched that to that. And the fourplex was supposed to be for low-income families. They're going to be quite a bit bigger double car garages. So that'll be more suited for families, low-income families.
How many units again?
There'll be four of those on the Judah Jim street site.
And that will be filled when?
I don't know. I will probably... Our responsibility would be to get the certificate of occupancy and the keys after final inspections and everything's signed off on, and we hand that over to housing, and then it's...
That date will be about...
We're shooting for May.
Okay.
Is what
right around the corner.
Right around the corner, so we've probably a month and a half. We're hoping that that process will take place, the closeout process. It's a little bit complicated, but it's not the funnest part of the project, but once you get the keys and the CFO... it kind of feels like an accomplishment at that point.
The project that you mentioned about the single family homes being built, that's across the street from the tribal court. Is that the site?
The 55 acre site. Yeah, that was another one that was being scoped, but it's under a different format from my understanding. So there's a little bit more complexities, but I believe they already built a master plan for that property in 2004 or 5, and it was the property is purchased with HUD funding, so it's kind of sticking to that regime. And yeah, there, from my understanding, there's 16 more lots available to develop homes out there.
And I just saw something from one of our senators saying that funds may not be available. Maybe we have to apply again for them.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Your assistant just showed me that email, and I don't know what it's regarding.
So money's not steadfastly in our hands for these projects.
I can't say that. That's obviously not my area. Okay. I was only involved with ARPA because we didn't have a housing director at the moment, and when we read the legislation allowing for affordable housing to be built to address the housing crisis, which was magnified by the COVID-19 shutdown, we threw in a line item that got approved to explore building some houses in Chiloquin, and that's what we got.
Certainly kind of, needed here.
Yeah, that's what we got focused on, and that's all we were kind of relegated to do. And so, you would probably have to interview the housing director on...
Well, looks like I got my next interview lined up.
Yep. Yeah. I know she's working on a lot. She told us a lot of her plans. We're going to help her, like I said, the Melitas. We're pretty excited to team up with her department on the Melitas property because we already had it on our LRTP. And
yeah.
We told her we have other stuff, too, we can help with if the time comes. But they got a lot on their plate. They got a lot of things that they're working on. So, we're all staying pretty busy in some of these departments that have to deal with infrastructure and housing and developing tribal property.
You need people to help with the construction, too. Are you tapping into the new Toro program?
We had some preliminary meetings with them. Definitely.
Which is high priority for tribal members that have contracting work ability and experience.
Yeah, we're learning about their program and their system. We know about it. I've been aware of like tarot type stuff for quite some time, but this is the first time the tribe's ever started a new program. So I think they're still in the initial stages. We'll definitely stay in touch with them. What we've done on our own, and I think you've interviewed us a few years back, what we've done to kind of enhance a step or kind of along those same lines is with our road department, we started a road maintenance crew. We were allowed to get approval from the BIA to force account our own road maintenance projects, and we're kind of dovetailing into pre-construction work. So we're hiring, we bought equipment, road equipment, heavy equipment. We're looking to buy some more, in the next couple of years, and we've hired tribal members to run our equipment and to work on the ground for us. So we're really looking, like with the casino project that we're hoping to break ground this summer on, we're looking to hire some more seasonals. And obviously we've just hired another full-time employee. We'll probably hire one more full-time employee, and we'll get to do some site demo at that project site. So that's what we're looking to do, is kind of build our own internal capacity. But yeah, definitely in the trades, just all around, all contractors are looking for qualified candidates, and that's a good opportunity for tribal members to earn steady income, good pay, and get some experience in that field if they want to have a career in it. So definitely it's a need.
Were you open to high school kids, college kids, like summer work?
The summer work, we discussed that a little bit at the last director's meeting. I guess there's a little bit of with younger kids in insurance-wise, running equipment and stuff like that. That's a little bit different.
I don't know about running equipment, but maybe put a shovel in their hands.
Yeah, shovel in their hands, some road maintenance stuff. We talked about some of that. That's we're definitely open to it. I think that's something that can definitely be addressed. And it'd be nice to, you know, when kids, even during college, you know, if they could get some work building, you know, getting on a job site and doing some general labor.
Yeah, you know, hammer and nail.
Hammer and nail, you know, just cutting roofing, boards, cutting 2x4s.
I did all that as a college kid.
Yeah, it's a good experience, I think.
Painting.
It's a good
experience. Yeah, just put a paintbrush in their hand and let them go.
Clean it up.
Give them a sprayer.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things that they could probably be able to do. I think it's just about, you know, get up every morning and go to work. And obviously it's, you're out in the elements, you're in the 90, 95 degree weather heat in the summer. And
yeah, kids, it doesn't bother
cold.
Kids. Kids can deal with anything.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
they don't know. They don't even know what pain is yet. So they're just suffering. They just get out there, sweat, do the job and leave.
Oh yeah.
I'm just talking from my own personal experience, right? You don't know. You just get out there and do it.
Yep. Yep. My dad would wake me up at 3 a.m. and take me in the woods to put a chainsaw in my hand, so I know what it's like.
So there might be opportunity, but not confirmed yet.
Yeah, not confirmed, but yeah, there could be some opportunities. But we're definitely with our full time jobs. You know, we got some younger tribal members that have families that we've got them interested in working for us. So we just hired one. We just hired one this week, and so we're pretty proud to bring that young man on, and he's been great. He's a fast learner, so we've been just training him in-house between me, myself, my transportation manager, and then my planning specialist has been helping him out with the administrative stuff. Yeah, we got him up to speed, so he's going to be a good addition to the team, and we're probably going to fly another one probably here in the next couple months.
So did you build the Ambodot building?
Yeah, we do. Well, it's not built. We remodeled the house that came with that property acquisition. So the property was in disarray when we purchased it. Pretty old. I think it was built in 1924. And so, yeah, we did a total kind of demo and remodel with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you built a whole new building there, but you just remodeled it.
It feels like a whole new building by the time it's been the slowest project to plan. It was the hardest one out of all four that we did. It was the most difficult and most challenging one to get off the ground, from planning, engineering, and then obviously construction.
And when is that going to open for staff?
We hope May, June, they're able to move in. They could probably move in sooner because it's pretty far along, but the concrete work around the perimeter of the building, there's a lot of steps and sidewalks and ADA ramp compliance that we have to go through. So we have to let that site drain out with the amount of snow and rain that's come. We have to let that total site dry out before they can finish the forms and do the proper ground prep work before you pour concrete. So the contractors have signaled to us that, you know, it may be a little bit, depending on what happens in April with weather, hopefully we can get on it early May and it dries out. We can get that finished up for them, because it'll be too hard to get in and out of the building every day if we let them move in and then trying to do the concrete work at the same time.
They're also adding, three new ponds for the Chuam and Copter, rearing. Are you guys digging those ponds, or who handles that side?
No, that is the Ombudsman department.
They have their own their fisheries
division. Yes, they have a little bit of equipment. I believe they rent equipment too, but they have their own crew that's doing self. They're doing like what we're doing, self-performing some of their own projects. I do believe they just hired a contractor to help them finish those. There's some concrete work and some other types of supporting infrastructure that they're going to install. But yeah, I don't know much about that. They've kept me in the loop on it, and I just haven't had the time to sit down with them and really understand the full parameter of their project. But yeah, then there's another interview for you. You can bring them up and talk about their project. But yeah, it's going on in the same area. And yeah, a lot of stuff going on at Ombudsman too.
A lot of stuff going on in the planning department too.
Yeah.
And the housing.
Oh yeah. Everybody's pretty busy right now.
Planning Director Jared Hall joining me today from the Klamath Tribes. Thanks a lot. A lot on your table there and projects. You're busy. Probably the most busy person at the tribes.
Yeah, we don't think
You don't look tired.
No. We're still plugging along. We're happy to do it. It's I think we enjoy doing it. So yeah, got a good team of people that we work with, and definitely plan on moving on forward. It's better to stay busy than not stay busy. So we're going to keep moving forward that way.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Klamath Tribes podcast. We will talk again.